Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Talk Radio with Hope and Brian, brought to you by our Infinite Source Angel, Miss Eva, and our Infinite Source Broadcast Network. Good evening, ladies. How are you?
I'm very well this evening. How are you, Miss Eva?
I'm groovy. Thank you. Thank you. How are you doing, Brian?
Yeah. I'm not going to call you Eva from now on. I'm going to call you Thelma. Oh,
okay,
wait. We got,
don't
hold
call
on.
Me
we
Thelma.
Got Thelma and we got Eep.
This is
I
true.
Knew Hope would laugh
I
at that
need,
one.
I, yep. I would be that little redhead girl from the Croods. Yep, open that rock.
Yep,
out I go.
She reminds me of Eep. What's
hair
and
all.
Her
hair
and all. She's like the wild
yep.
girl. Now,
that's true.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out whether Eva is the little baby that runs around chewing on everybody.
Ooh.
Have you seen that movie, Eva? The Croods?
No.
Oh, it's a movie. You gotta watch it. It's hilarious. I love it.
Oh, it's so good.
If it's not on one of those three things that I told you about, either Netflix, Roku, or Tubi.
Yeah, if you search for it, just type in Croods.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an
okay.
Awesome
I will check
movie.
It out because
yeah.
I do not go to the movies because it's useless. I fall
you know what?
Asleep in the movie theater.
Oh, I didn't.
I
never
don't
thought
usually
in the
get
theater.
To go to movies, but my daughter is yeah. taking me to see my ultimate favorite monsters in their newest movie coming out, Godzilla X Kong. I've been
Godzilla.
A Godzilla King Kong fan since the 70s.
Godzilla.
Godzilla.
I used to watch Godzilla all the time.
Oh, yeah. Godzilla, Gamera, Mothra, Rodan. I can name them all.
You know, the Japanese Godzilla, where Godzilla is like
oh, yeah.
a billion
oh.
feet tall, and then the people are about a quarter inch tall. Godzilla!
Well, look at you. If you watch, well, the company that used to make those was called Toho. And they actually did one with King Kong versus Godzilla.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that gorilla did not look healthy. I don't. This is the only way I can explain it is Down syndrome.
Probably because the fight was already fixed, okay, Brian?
Oh, my God.
So if you had to bet on King Kong,
but
ding
they,
dong,
see,
you
they
lost.
They also had to make King Kong a drug addict in the movie because in the beginning of the movie, he was on the island drinking his little red berry juice. I think that was like opium or something like that because when he laid back, the eyes was crystal.
But I do love the original King Kong.
Oh, most
and,
definitely. 1933.
Oh, my
that
gosh.
That and Son of Kong.
Brings back memories.
Oh, my goodness. I remember when my little sister Trish, she was about, when they brought out the King Kong with the World Trade Centers in 1977.
Right.
Which, the first time she saw, that was the first King Kong movie she's seen. She didn't get to see the 1933 one. But she watched
uh-huh.
that one, and she cried when King Kong died at the end. And every King
uh-huh.
Kong movie after that, even up to this day, she still cries when he dies at the end.
Yeah, I was going to say with Faye Dunaway, but that wasn't Faye Dunaway. It was Lang.
No.
Her last yep. name was Lang.
Jessica
Lang.
Yep.
So.
And Jeff Bridges.
So, yeah, and... And that probably was my least favorite one of King Kong.
Well, it was my least favorite. No, my least favorite was the one with Jack Black, the newer one. Peter Jackson.
You know what? I didn't. Oh, you know, yes, I did see it. And yeah,
it was
Jack horrible.
Jack Black should have never been in that movie.
Yeah, it was, you know, these, I hate when they do that.
Yeah.
Is they, you know, they remake classics and change the characters around and, you know, because everybody
like
has
the way,
to be.
I do like the way Legendary is remaking the Godzilla and King Kong universe.
I don't know too much about it, but I don't know. I like the black and white version so much better because when you watch black and white movies or even see still photos in black and white, you're paying attention to everything in the picture as opposed to just one focal point. And
well, you also gotta realize if you watch all the newer movies, they're all computer generated imaging. Those movies made like King Kong back in 1933, that was all stop motion animation. Those were thousands of photo frames a second.
For sure. Yeah.
That's a lot of time, a lot of work, and a lot of money.
Then, you know, colorization, you know, like they screwed up It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street,
Technicolor.
You know, because that color was so unrealistic when they did it, you know, when they remade it, and it was crappy, and, you know, I like George in black and white, you know, It's a Wonderful Life. And George Bailey. And,
There are movies that should have stayed in black and white and some that could, you know, could have used the color, but.
Right. But it would be kind of like taking Ozzie and Harriet and, you know, the original Ozzie and Harriet and do colorization on that. And it would be like, oh, my gosh, you guys just, you killed it. As in dead.
Well,
not as in, ooh, that's great, nailed it.
For our generation, because we're used to seeing it in black and white. That's how we've seen it.
Right.
For the newer generation, the kids under us, for them, it's always been color.
Did you want to mention what tonight's show is about?
Yeah, tonight's show is open mic night. If you want to call in at 319-527-6092 and press 1. Talk to us. Speak your mind. That's what it's about tonight.
Groovy.
We're going to program.
So, Miss Hope, what are your like favorite shows from when you were younger?
From when I was younger? Oh, actually, I blocked out a lot of that, and I wasn't really inside much because I grew up I grew up at the track, and then my grandparents had a farm, and we were camping. So there wasn't really much time for TV, honestly. I can't really think about it like a show that I would actually say was my favorite or movies. But I mean, I have some now that I'll watch over and over again. But going to a theater, that ended for me long ago. The last movie I saw in the theater was actually the remake of Halloween because I had to see Michael Myers on the big screen.
My girl.
I'm sorry.
I'm a Halloween Michael freak.
Myers
I even have a mask sitting up on my desk.
Yeah, my firstborn's named Michael for reasons, you know.
Oh, my God. See? That's what I mean.
I don't know. I'm just, No, I'm a horror movie buff. If I have to be honest, I'm a horror movie. Like, all of them, the nasty B ones and all. Yeah, I love them. I just.
That was the first horror movie that really ever scared the shit out of me. The first John Carpenter. I was probably about 12 years old. We were living in Florida, and we had this big sliding glass doors right next to the recliner I was sitting on. And my brothers Johnny and Richie, they kind of like go out and have a party and kind of mess with me when I was younger. Well, I'm sitting there about 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's hot as hell, and I got the screen door open to let some cool air in. Well, unbeknownst to me, my brother Richie and my brother Johnny are standing behind me staring at me through the damn glass door because I got my eyes fixed on the TV. Well, my brother Richie decides he's going to open the door and reach in and grab me by my shoulder. Nah, because you would have thought a woman screamed.
That's okay. Do you remember the movie Salem's Lot? I had a friend do that to me. I could have killed her. Let me in. Oh, my God. I never got over it. Never.
That's like you just said that one night. That little kid scratching on that window is the creepiest shit.
Oh, no doubt. That's why they did the homage to it in the original Buffy, right, when he comes flying up to the window. The Luke Perry's friend there. Arquette. That was David Arquette played that scene. Yeah.
David Arquette and Luke Perry.
Yep. Yep.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I remember the one movie that really got to me was Phantasm.
Phantasm?
Oh,
and
the ball.
That silver ball in the mausoleum. Oh,
that's
my
right.
gosh.
You know what?
What?
Y'all can be freaked out about the silver balls, and y'all can be freaked out about the tall man. But what really freaked me out about those movies were those little creatures that ran around.
The puck wedgies.
Yeah, they were like little puck wedgies. It was those silver balls being freaking possessed and then just following them around the mausoleum. That was like, I did not like that at all. And then another one that I wasn't really too keen on was Nightmare on Elm Street. And you're right, Hope, as far as Johnny Depp being in one of them. He was in one of them, and he was on a commercial.
Yes, he was in Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
I searched for the credits. I looked on it online, and I could not find his name in the movie because I had borrowed the series from a boyfriend at the time. He had all the Elm Street ones, and so I borrowed them, and I took them home, and I was watching them, and I'm going, that's Johnny Depp, because I was watching them by myself because I lived by myself. And when I took back the series to him, I said, Johnny Depp was in one of them. He's going, he was not. And he's arguing with me. But I remember vividly seeing Johnny Depp, and he was doing a commercial in the movie.
Yep. His name was Glenn in the movie.
I don't know what his name
was. He was Nancy's boyfriend named Glenn in the movie.
Okay.
He died in his bed.
Yeah. The blood came gushing out like a... Wasn't that the waterfall scene with blood? He was the waterfall, right?
That was the mom?
Yeah. Well, here's another cool one. Another young actor who's actually a really big influence on Hollywood right now. Kevin Bacon was in the original Friday the 13th.
Yes, he was, and the mom was the murderer. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, Jason's not the original killer.
No, he's not.
Nope. So, welcome to my nightmare, everybody.
Oh, this is a great topic, hey? Okay, you see how my mind works? I said to myself, this is going to be a good night, self.
Oh, we're getting on movies and horror movies? Let's look out. Let's go. Let's do this.
Yeah. Oh my God, I had such a collection.
You hit my favorite movies. Let's do this.
I was watching. I went to the categories on Netflix, and so it's like, okay, let's check out the horror movies. So the other day, I was watching like horror movies from crack of dawn till dark, and it's like all these horror movies were so stupid. They were horrible.
Now
horrible,
there is
horrible,
one
horrible.
On here right now. I'm looking at that's leaving very soon. Actually, there's two I'm looking at that are leaving soon. One is Dracula Untold, which is really good. And
the other one is
the remake of The Wolfman with Benicio del Toro and Anthony Hopkins. Excellent remake. Watch it if you love the old Universal horror movies. Watch this remake. Yeah. It is fantastic.
I'll half-ass check it out, Brian, just because you said, but when you said Wolfman, I remember Wolfman with Michael Landon.
Oh, that
Michael
was
Landon.
Wolf.
And are you sure it wasn't just called Wolfman? It was a
positive.
Teenager wolf?
The wolf, the Universal Wolfman is with Lon Chaney Jr.
Because I remember I wasn't, didn't.
Michael Landon
was
a teenage werewolf.
Okay, didn't Michael J. Fox, wasn't he
that
one
was
Teen
Wolf.
A teenage?
That was
Teen Wolf, okay.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
But there is also a remake of that of show to Teen Wolf, but it was turned into a series and a movie.
Okay. Okay.
I told you I'm a movie geek.
Okay. And I like I like the black and white like Dracula. I want to suck your blood.
What do you think got me into horror movies? My granddad told me a story back when I was a kid that he knew Bela Lugosi when he worked as a waiter in New York before he went to Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
That was cool as shit.
Wow.
Man, it impressed the hell out of me.
Uh-huh.
But he told me about the Paul Hunkerian, and they came over on to Ellis Island, same time.
Well, I remember one of the first soap operas, Dark Shadows.
Oh, yes, Barnabas Collins.
Yes, and I used to watch that, and I tried to go back in time probably about a year ago, and it was like, okay, oh, my gosh, really, Eva, you watched the crap.
Now they did a movie remake.
They made a remake. They made a movie, Dark Shadows.
Yeah, with Johnny Depp.
And Johnny Depp was in it. Yeah. It was good. It wasn't too bad. I didn't mind it.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Like I said, I can't go to the movie theaters because I will fall asleep. And sometimes even at home, if I'm watching a movie, I do fall
asleep.
That's
what porn sites
so,
are for. You download them. Oh, did I say that out loud?
What'd you say, porn sites?
So it's torrent, not torrent. Torrent.
Oh.
With a T. With a T.
Yeah, I ain't downloading none of that. If I can't touch it, I don't want to watch it.
So I can't go to the movie theaters because I always fall asleep.
Dad's got it drilled into my head to always keep my eye out around me. And when I'm out in public like that, I'm not very big on crowds anyway, so I'm wide awake.
Oh my gosh, but I will start snoring. Okay, the last movie that I went to, Ken. To go to the movie theaters with Sound of Freedom. And my sister was sitting on one side of me, and I said, and I forewarned everybody, I fall asleep during the movies. So my sister, she woke me up three times. And it wasn't that the movie bored me at all, because it was a very, very good movie. It's just that, I don't know, when it comes to movies, I'm like a narcoleptic, you know? I just fall asleep. And so,
God, I wish I could
do
that.
If I'm sitting on the edge of my seat, I mean, literally, if my back is not against the back of the chair, then I will stay up longer. But yeah, I will start snoring.
If your butt ain't got nothing propping you up, you'll stay awake.
So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I could watch, I mean, it could take me 3 days to watch a 2-hour movie.
Oh, no, I can't believe last night was the first night I slept through the night and only got up one time. Got a new mattress. Laid down on that thing at 6 o'clock last night. Didn't get up till 7 o'clock this morning.
Oh, right on.
Oh, man.
Right on.
I slept that way in many years.
Oh, that's a good thing, though, Brian. Good thing.
Oh, you ain't telling me nothing I'm not feeling right now. That's why I'm wide awake right now. Actually,
no,
I'm surprised body repairs itself.
I don't know what sleep
rests
is right now.
What's that, Hope?
Me and insomnia are best friends again. Freak.
Oh, God. I'm right with you, Hope. I mean, because, oh, my goodness gracious. I usually go into my bedroom around 10 o'clock in hopes to fall asleep, but then that stupid phone is just like calling me. Check your Twitter. So I check my Twitter, then I have to look at my notifications, which is another mistake. So that's what I'm gonna have to do is just, you know, screw it. If there's an emergency, then I'll find out the following day. But it is horrible though. So it's usually when I get up and the phone is calling me, check your Twitter. I do, and then I see Hope on there, and it's like, oh my goodness, she's just like me, a vampire.
Yeah.
So
yeah, pretty much.
So it's like,
yeah,
it's like ridiculous. Then I'll start dozing off, but I still have my phone on, but it's sitting next to me, it would be sitting next to me, and then I'll doze off for about 15 minutes, then I'll wake up, because I sleep in, or I can't really call it sleep, nap in like 15-minute increments during the night.
Yep.
So it's, Hope knows, because like I said, every time I check the Twitter, Hope is on there, so I know that we have the same sleeping pattern.
That sounds like you need some drugs.
No.
And that's the thing. Neither one of us do drugs.
Well, there's your problem.
You know, hey, that's a thought, Hope. Maybe we should start doing drugs.
Maybe we should start, yeah, maybe.
Freaking complete one.
No, I don't know. It's only about, I hop on about 4 in the morning. I don't grace everybody with my lovely presence too early. I don't think they could handle it before 4 a.m.
Oh, no.
I don't hold back in the morning. Usually someone gets an earful, and then I'm like, good morning, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
She does. It's like, oh, my gosh. It's like she has a split personality.
No. Hey, no, there's nothing split about it. There's like 3 or 4 in there.
But I've noticed it too with her. Because she did. She's like getting her complaints in, and I don't know if she knows that nobody's gonna fight with her that early in the morning or what.
I've seen the cranky old lady. I've seen the sweetheart. I've seen the vibrant young lady. and I've seen the Psycho.
The many maladies of hope.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
I think hope is
the
just
chaos.
One. I think hope is just one. I think there's three other names there too.
It could be. Fine.
No,
all my secrets are coming out. What the hell?
No.
That would be faith, hope,
hope,
and charity.
One is hope. That's the Twitter intelligent bust your ass if you're wrong researcher. That's hope.
Yep.
And then you have Eep.
Oh, but she's always
she's
that
crazy,
one.
She's the crazy, wild, lovable child.
There we go.
Now I got to figure names out for the other two. Those are the ones I'm scared of.
Sybil, just call me Sybil.
Exactly.
Those are the ones that make me nervous.
I can admit. Oh yeah.
When I know the one of those two are on, I'm like, should I say something?
No. No, I said no, yeah, okay. I can just imagine how long the message was. Like, okay, I'm like, oh shit. What did I say? Let me reread what I just wrote because it must have been bad.
Oh,
I love all of you, Hope. Okay, I love you all.
Yeah.
So.
Well, she's my co-pilot.
Yeah.
Oh goodness. I don't know. I guess I can be a little opinionated sometimes, but it's been so long. How much, like, you don't got to go into detail with people, like, hello, like, this is happening, like, wake up.
It's too late in the game to go into detail with these idiots anymore.
You know,
we put out enough information as much as we can. They're going to take it as is, or they're going to face the consequences that are coming.
And you know, it is pretty sad because I do, to a certain extent, expect everybody to know all the knowledge that I have in my head and know what is going to happen. And so I do get, like, impatient with people at times.
Well, see, no, I can't expect everybody to have everything I have in my head, because that would make them as crazy as I am.
But you know, and then it was like, okay, I'll do tiptoe through the tulips with them, and then then okay, put on my kid gloves, and it's like sometimes I just don't have the patience to do that, so. If somebody wants to argue with me, it's like, okay, first off, know your shit.
Exactly.
If you're gonna argue with me, you better state facts. And so
and don't come at me with some kind of propaganda bullshit that somebody else said.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, like, well, it doesn't say that on Snopes. And it's like, okay, stop. Stop friggin' throwing Snopes up, okay? And Wikipedia said this. Stop throwing Wikipedia up. Stop throwing up the propaganda chambers, because it does, to me, that's when it's like, you are an idiot. You are the weakest link. And and it's like, get off my game show, man.
I just looked at my twatter suspension. I got 1 hour, 1 day, and 3 hours left, so I get off at 9 o'clock tomorrow night.
Oh my gosh!
You know, and that is you need a backup channel, Brian.
No, I don't. I needed a break.
Okay. Brian
needed
a break. Everybody. If everybody's concerned about the time that they're off of Twitter, they know it down to the second, then they have a problem, Brian.
Since I have gotten on Twitter, I've always been constant with, I'm here for one thing and one thing only. I'm here to help get my country back. Once that's done, I'm done with Twitter.
Okay, you're going to be there forever, Brian. You're a lifer. You're a Twitter lifer because, you know, this is not anything that a Band-Aid is going to help with. This is an artery that is spewing blood.
Mm-hmm.
So a Band-Aid is not going to suffice.
Nope,
and
serious surgery.
People, it is so sad that we do have to fight with, and we also have to remember that there are a lot of paid shills on Twitter,
sure,
who are there to cause problems and throw monkey wrench. No, that was not racist, okay, into the mix. Because you have, like, JoJo from Jersey, okay? She is, like, oh, my gosh. She's a twit and a half. Yeah. You have that, Brooklyn Dad, is that what he's called?
Yeah.
And, he was going to sell his kids for dope money. These people are all bad news. So again, it is like the
that's
psyop.
Because that's all they can
well,
prey
one of the teams
on the weak
called
minded
Team Halo.
And vulnerable.
Well, yeah,
the team from the UN on there on X. The team from they're called Team Halo. You can look them up. That's the UN propaganda wing pushing vaccines and all this stuff. And there's another one called Voices for Vaccines. And, you know, I think it's Champagne Joshi, is that his name, I think? He did a complete deep dive on their organization on X. I can send you both of them. But they got that those two
would,
teams
please.
Have been outed, for sure. And then I know she's got another one. I can dig through her account and send that to you. But, yeah, no, I've got a lot of them by name. I can show you. Yep.
Will you please send it to my phone, though, Hope? Because okay, because
no problem.
Oh, you see what you
I
did
have
now, Ava.
Now. Woo!
I
see what you did now. Now you got me on Netflix looking at horror movies.
Oh,
something just
no. I just watched. I watched this stupid ass one yesterday. It's called The Invitation. Oh my gosh, so bad, man, so bad.
I watched an old one the other day called The Lord of Illusions.
Never heard of that.
It's pretty good. 30 Days of Night. That's a pretty good vamp movie. Josh Hartnett.
I would like to. They still haven't put it on. Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte with Betty Davis.
Yeah.
That was, because I remember when I was younger, they would periodically put these movies on, such as Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte, The House That Wouldn't Die, House on Haunted Hill,
Alice,
blah,
Sweet
blah,
Alice,
blah.
Rosemary's Baby.
So I saw all those as a kid, and then
I remember the first time I watched the original Omen. That and The Exorcist.
The original, those ones I saw at the movie theaters when actually I didn't fall asleep during the movie. That was before my narcolepsy.
I sit back every day and sit and think to myself, when I was younger, telling myself I was wishing I was older, this shit wasn't in the contract.
Right.
Nope.
Hey, because you brought up The Omen, a.k.a. based on the royals. So what the heck is going on with this Kate Middleton thing?
I don't know. From what I hear, they still haven't found her yet. She's still on the
missing
list.
That's what I hear. I heard that and I'm not like into this freaking gossip and stuff like that, but it's just that the omen was mentioned. And because I'll remind everybody, hey, if you're on Cash Cab, give me a mobile shout out because I am so full of useless information.
You can do that here too.
So, at 319-527-6092. You know, this is bizarre stuff. I mean, I guess it's not really bizarre because it is coming from the royals, but I heard that there's a possibility that William lost his temper and beat her up, and now
I think that's a possibility as well.
Now they can't find her body and stuff like that, and all these fake photos that are coming out from the press corps and stuff like that. So,
well, with the way AI is now, you never know.
Oh, it is. Yeah, and right, because they were trying to say that there's a photo of her and her kids, and it was taken on Mother's Day by William, and it was obviously photoshopped, but Kate Middleton herself, does her own photoshopping, and it's like, yeah, right.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. but it is just a very odd odd state of affairs that's going on with the royals. And
well, hell, just look around the world.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. It is just Macron's wife is a male.
A man?
And yes. Well, I said a male, so yeah, I'm guessing it's a man. And so I call him Big Mike Macron, and it is just crazy. I mean, my goodness gracious, have you ever seen a picture of Chuck Schumer's wife or husband?
I try not to look at any of the family members, man.
Okay.
Because if they're as ugly as they are, I can't imagine what their family, their offspring, and their own.
He/she looks exactly like that military guy that was, of course, against Trump and testified about the phone call. Yeah, Vindman. Yeah, and I tell you, you put a side-by-side picture of Vindman and Chuck Schumer's wife, and you've never seen them photographed together. they're spitting image of each other.
That's scary.
My goodness. And Henry Kissinger's wife. Oh gosh. That's the giant, right? She's the giant one. Yeah, she's the giant. She's like
mercy.
About 3 feet taller than him. And
still posing on the shit wagon.
But these are befuggly people.
And you would think with all that money they would look better.
Well, for sure.
Lord shit, at least Hollywood's got Botox.
100%, or I'll invest in one of those masks and wear one of those. My goodness.
Of course, I think Hollywood is investing in a lot of masks in Washington, D.C. lately.
It's 100%. Always. I see something about those masks on Twitter, and it is beyond me.
It was actually Prince Harry and his wife that came out with those messed up masks on the balcony that time.
Yeah, it is just, you have to, Oh, gosh.
You gotta walk up and rip the shit off and grab them by the face and find out if it's actually them or not to believe if it's them or not. That's just the way it is.
Is it live? Or is it live or is it rubber?
Just like Austin Powers did. It's not a man.
Yeah.
It's a man, baby.
That's right. That's right. But we live in such a world full of deception. You know, we know that a lot of them have body doubles, like there's six or more Bidens, and it's pretty obvious that they're different when you put side by side photographs. And the same with Fetterman, and it's like, really, you expect us to buy that is John Fetterman? And the same with Biden, though, because we have bumbling Joe Biden. We have Joe, I can't complete a sentence, Biden. You have Joe that is totally, completely jacked up on juice. And it is I'm dumbfounded as to why people, we see it right in front of our own eyes. Like when Biden was on the airplane and he had his chin was all jacked up. You had Blinken. Yeah, you had Blinken standing right beside him on Joe's right side, and like staring at him, making sure that he didn't say the wrong thing. And we know that Joe Biden's chin is not like that.
Yeah,
Come on.
I don't do. I don't. When he does a speech or a public appearance, I don't watch him. I watch the people around him.
And that you do. You have to watch the people around him. Not too long ago, there was...
It's like when he made a union speech. Did you see the look on the speaker's face behind him?
But, not only that, and then rewatch it, and then look at Kamala Harris. How weird looking she looks.
Well, that's just a few looks. Yeah. Hey, you see, this is something that we should be used to seeing already, because that is the look of pure stupidity.
But no, it wasn't a look of stupidity. It was a weird alien kind of look. And
she probably didn't get
18 to 24-year-olds, do you remember? You know that, right?
She probably didn't get her adrenochrome fix.
What was that, Hope?
Kamala Harris. There's a video of her. I shared it a few times of her calling 18 to 24-year-olds stupid. And
yeah,
that's why they had to put them in dormitories, and they needed a student advisor because they made really bad decisions. What voters do they pander to?
Exactly.
Right.
But yeah.
Right.
But yeah, a five and a six-year-old can decide their gender.
Oh, you know, I've added her on Twitter. I've asked her straight out if she still supports that message and why a five-year-old can change their gender when she calls, like, 18 to 24-year-olds stupid. Her word, not mine.
Yeah.
It's on video.
Yeah.
They don't like it when you do that.
No, they don't.
It's all part of the propaganda, and so many people don't pay attention to that. It's, you know, because they're bombarding us on every street corner, you know, bombarding us with this, bombarding us with that, and trying to keep our minds not focused on one thing. And
constantly preoccupied. A confused society is an easily controlled society.
100%. 100%.
That's how you take a country without firing a shot.
Exactly. And then keep the people divided. You know, that's how come they have to throw this racism in the mix. You know,
but I still have a bad, bad feeling that they got that martial law ready to go because they know we are not going to give up our Second Amendment.
Okay, I'm going to send you send you a video, Brian, and just of what possibly could be coming down as far as on the eclipse. And I posted it on my page, and it was from Off-Grid with Doug and Stacy. And but I'll send it to you, Brian, and let you look at it. I'll send it to your phone. And things that we have to be aware of, people, because the ultimate goal of theirs is to depopulize the world, okay, because it's easier to control a smaller amount of people than it is huge mass of people.
We did get some good news today in the political realm, though, because you know how we wanted to have Scott Pressler as part of the RNC.
Right.
Well, Laura Trump has announced that the RNC is hiring Scott Pressler to lead its legal ballot harvesting operations.
Oh, yeah. I read that the other day.
That's awesome. Good.
Yeah. It is. It is awesome because you see Scott Pressler, a young man who is fighting tirelessly for our
very
country.
Very much so.
And he's beyond stepped up to the plate.
Oh, yes.
And this young man is so highly intelligent, and he is definitely a patriot. And
it wouldn't surprise me
not,
if eventually down in the future he ran for that seat.
You know, hopefully. My goodness gracious, you know.
I think he'd make an amazing president.
You have, you know, people talking about shitholes and stuff like that. So what does Scott Pressler do? Takes it upon himself to get, you know, advertise, hey, we're going to be in, say, Boston. We're going to be in Boston, mm-hmm. which he did go to Boston. And we're going to clean up the streets of Boston because there's a rat problem there. And so he gets together hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, and they all pitch in and clean up the streets of Boston. I tell you, that is
that brings a cheer to my eye. I watched his YouTube videos doing that.
That brings a cheer to my eye. And he has gone to so many different states. He's been in California I don't know how many times. In different parts of California, he's been in San Francisco. He's been in Los Angeles. He just travels the United States to clean up these crap holes that we have.
Yeah.
And he does make a difference.
He helps out a lot
of
the homeless,
one man.
Too.
This is one man that is doing that.
He helps
could
out
you
a
imagine
lot
if
of the homeless.
There were, could you imagine if there were 100 one man doing this? Oh my gosh, it would make such an enormous difference.
100%.
So I have nothing but respect for Scott Pressler and and what he has done.
See, those are the types of people that the RNC needs. They need to get those rhinos out of there, and they need to get them old fuckers out of there. They need some new blood.
Language. again, he said, old farts out of there. flatulence, old flatulence out of there. I commend him. He is very much a true patriot.
Now we just need to get a few more like that.
Oh, yes. Yes. 100%.
Because like you said, he's
definitely.
Only one man.
Yeah. Could you imagine the damage they could do but good damage. And actually, it would be damage. If they're cleaning up up crap, then and it they accomplish their task, then yeah, they're doing damage. And,
yeah, they're doing the agenda.
Yeah, so just 100 Scott Presslers, man, oh, man, what a difference it would make.
Be a better country.
Wow. Oh, 100%. 100%. But no, you had that creeper mayor of Boston at the time. He was going back and forth arguing with Trump, saying,
oh, yeah,
there's nothing wrong with Boston. I mean, it's... He ended up dying in
office. Like there's nothing wrong. Like Laura Lightfoot said, there was nothing wrong with Chicago either.
Yeah. Right. And San Francisco does not stink.
Uh-huh. Tell that to the guy taking a poop outside your store.
or pooping in the Safeway in Nancy Pelosi's district. I think it was a Safeway.
The grocery store.
He pulls down trowel and just cuts the
need to get a few of them people and give them a nice dose of prunes and just let them right at Nancy Pelosi's front gate.
Yeah, but you know what? There has been stuff. They dumped, what was it, 300 pounds of manure in front of her house in San Francisco. That doesn't do diddly squat. That does not do diddly squat. Okay. I have a question. Yes. My goodness gracious, with this TikTok thing, how in God's green earth is Nancy Poopy Pelosi allowed to give her opinion on anything? She doesn't hold any type of office.
Well, good Lord.
In
I mean,
our government.
Paul Ryan still opens his mouth, and he was the speaker before her.
Yeah, and what the heck? Why are these people, these low-life scums who aren't patriots, allowed to voice their opinion?
I agree. Well, not just voice their opinion. Influence. That's the thing.
Go on mainstream media. And again, mainstream media is just a propaganda machine. But it is, it's like, Nancy, I don't want to watch you. And I don't watch the news, okay? But I do see snippets of it. But I don't want to see you trying to influence people on maybe you should use what is it, denture cream? Polydent. Maybe you should use Polydent. Polygrip. Polydent, whatever.
I don't think she can. I don't think she has enough coordination after her Valium and vodka.
But it is like, oh my goodness, what a horrible speaker, though, because it's such a distraction. Her mouth is a big, huge distraction when she's trying to convey a message.
I actually have a meme of, you know what a honey wagon is, right?
A what?
The honey wagon? The thing that collects the poop out of mobile home septic tanks and stuff.
They call
it a honey wagon. Okay. Well, there's a picture.
Okay, maybe where you live, that's what they call it. We call it a sewer sucker here.
That too.
It has a picture of
Nancy Pelosi's face, and right where the hose goes is her mouth. I think that's the best picture ever.
Yeah, it pumps septic tanks. When we owned our own plumbing company, I just called it a sewer sucker, and it wasn't really sucking the sewer. It was just sucking the crapola out of a septic tank.
And so,
but anyhow, I mean, it is, it's, there's so many things that are beyond me. And Hope, if we're not ignoring you, honey. We know that you're waiting in the wings there.
I'm just sitting here waiting my turn. I'm all good. Don't worry about me. I'm just listening along.
Don't say that. We always worry about you.
Because let me remind the listeners that Hope is in Canada, and we do greatly appreciate her gracing us with her presence and giving her knowledge to us, because there are so many similarities between Canada and the United States. Both are under tyrannical rule.
I don't care where she's from. She helps us out with fantastic research from both sides, from everywhere.
Oh, 100%. I mean, she's...
She's like a walking database.
Round, round, get around. She gets around. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go nerd. Here it is. I figured it out. Eva? Name
what?
Number three, her research personality, Lieutenant Commander Data.
And on my phone, somebody will say a word. It's like, I don't know, they'll say a word like prion. I'll be like, oh, I got some stuff here. Read this. Yeah. Boom. And you're going to get a I've got like, I've got no more room on my phone at all. I got like over 100,000 photos.
This woman is so amazing because she not only researches, works her fingers to the bones, but she does do that, but she retains so much of this information. So you could throw, like she said, throw a word out pertain to World War II, okay, a word. And she's like, oh, I have something on that. within 15 minutes, she has that link for you, okay?
Yep.
That's how amazing Hope is.
Lieutenant Commander Data, just access the database.
And we have her nanner, nanner, nanner.
Oh, yeah. But the I have nothing but
admiration towards her. She is that amazing, though.
I have to say,
not follow Hope on Twitter, or excuse me, that thing they call X now, and or Twitter, whatever. Hope, why don't you give the listeners your handle for Twitter Twatter and let them know where they can find you.
T-O, born in, like B-O-R-N-I-N. Because I was born in Toronto.
so
that's how that name, and it's Hope N, yeah. And there's a disclaimer because I am a typo queen. Like, I make them all the time. Doesn't matter if I'm awake, sleeping. You're getting a typo. I'm sorry about it, but that's just how it happens.
I've tried to correct.
I've deleted like tweets like four times trying to correct one and then make another one after. Nope, I give up. Nope, sorry.
It's because you don't have that. You don't have that little blue check mark, or else you wouldn't
have to delete
the whole thing. You know. because I do the same thing too. Oh, if
the check mark comes in handy.
If I have a mistake, then I'll just delete the whole thing. but hope is one that I encourage everybody to go and follow. And if you have any questions, I'm pimping you out here, Hope. If you have any questions or anything like that, you can send her a DM. Just don't bombard her message board or anything like that.
I just got an idea for a new show. Ask Hope.
Ask Hope. Oh, no, don't be doing that.
But
people might
get
some answers they're just not wanting to hear. Okay, like there's no filter anymore. So
hey,
and
buckle
don't
up.
Ask if you, well, there's your slogan. Don't ask if you don't want to hear.
That's it. That's it.
Ask Hope.
You know,
don't ask if you don't want to hear.
But there's been so much, like the vaccines, I think, like the vaccines, I went all in on the vaccines. I mean, anybody who follows my account knows that. But the EUAs were void. They're not worth the paper they're written on. Valkyrie, which is remdesivir, which the nurses call remdesivir, it was EUA'd May 2020, and they fully approved it October 22nd, 2020. The day of the authorization meeting that they had to see if they were going to let the EUAs go through for the vaccines. So 2 months prior to the vaccines hitting the market, they had a fully approved treatment for COVID-19. Yes, they did.
Yeah.
I think they had it way before
100%.
That.
100%. And those EUAs, if you go look up the restrictions for the EUA, it says there has to be no
available or approved medication.
COVID was designed for the vaccine, not the other way around.
People, don't stop at Snopes, okay? do a little bit more research than Snopes. And I've been forever since day one, since 2009, I have been telling everybody, follow the money, follow the money. And that is the best thing to do is follow the money, because you go to this bank, first of all, then you go down the street to the other bank, and then you go to the other bank, and you will ultimately find where it has come from. Now that we have Hope, and you can't keep her, okay? We'll lend her to you. Or for a small fee, you can rent her, wink, wink. But I
that
tell you.
That sounds
creepy. It did kind of. That did sound kind of creepy.
We just do a show, Jeffy.
In a non-creepy way, okay? And I'm not Hope, so don't get it wrong, people.
Wow. For a small fee.
But, you know, just follow the woman, okay? That's all I have to say about that.
But, you know, there's an issue going on right now, like, the border crossing down south is absolutely atrocious. I mean, we could go in on that, but they're doing something under the immigration. Okay, what they do is they're promoting the foreign workers program, but what they're actually implementing is something called the International Mobility Program. So through when they go, especially here, and I don't know how it works down there, but if they go through the temporary foreign workers program, there has to be a labor impact market assessment done to see if, you know, we can actually bring them over through the IMP.
Okay.
They don't need to do that. Why are you laughing?
They don't do that at all here. Okay.
Well,
they just,
you don't have. They just bring them in? Like, you don't have a requirement?
Yeah.
Right now,
in Iowa, Tyson Foods just fired 1,200 of its regular workers, saying that they didn't have enough work for them, but yet they had the week after, they had a job fair, and they're hiring illegals.
Yep, that's because of the IMP program that is through NAFTA, it's international, it's through the EU,
yep.
too. All
and
these are linked.
Program was
this
started
is the program
the
that they're using.
But no,
yeah.
there is no vetting process or anything.
That's
how,
right. They don't need it with the program. It's
just
all
just
walk all,
across the border. Walk across the border, and you could take anybody's job. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And we don't care about. We don't care about the citizens at all. And in fact, we're sick of our citizens. And, you know, this is all communist stuff. And
100%.
People,
they are replacing the workforce that we used to do with them because they will do what they tell them for their citizenship and their jobs.
Well, up here they can bring their spouses and or their common law partner. After they're here, I think it's 6 months. They can apply and they can just bring them on over.
Well, that's okay. You know, they were having all these pregnant women in their about ready to give birth and cross over into the United States, but they're about ready to drop their toe. So they give birth to the baby here in the United States. So all of a sudden that baby is a citizen. The anchor babies, exactly. And so the anchor baby has to have its parents with them. So then it's like, come on, the whole family, come on over. You're more than welcome. Yeah. That's how the United States works.
Well, $600 per month per child, to a maximum of 5 here.
Okay, but here, okay, they get free health care. We, the citizens, the United States citizens, have to fight to get health care.
I know.
Even our senior citizens, a lot of them have to pay for their health care. It's like I'm just going to ballpark it. It's like $170 a month. But when you're on a fixed income and you have to pay that $170 out of pocket for something that you should get for free because you were born here in the United States, I'm so pissed off. And and then they give it to them for free? For free.
Mm-hmm.
Just for crossing into our country illegally, so they're breaking the law right there, and they get free gratis, so they get their health care for free, they get on food stamps, so they get like what is it about $200 a month per person, and so you could have 20 kids. And
a three-person family across that border is getting $5,000 a month.
And then they get housing they get for free. They get all this free stuff.
Four-star hotels.
And it is like, oh, you're 4 or 5-star. You betcha. And when we have veterans sleeping in the streets.
That's what
pisses
me off.
Oh, my gosh. Shame on every one of you people in our government. Shame on you. And you know what? I'll tell you all this. There will be no do-overs on Judgment Day. So all this stuff that you have done, all these tragedies that you have brought upon the citizens of the United States, God knows. God knows. And I tell you, so that's how bad it is here in the United States, Hope.
And it's going to get really bad within the next 4 months.
Oh, yeah. it is going to get way, way worse, way, way worse. And so, you know what? And
well, they're fighting with swords in the streets here. Like they're the two factions that are here from that immigrated. Pardon me, I can't remember right now, and that's really bad on me. But they were in Ottawa or Toronto, and they've got their swords out, and they're digging into India's flag and ripping it apart and clashing with them on Canadian soil. It has nothing to do with Canada, yet the truckers got trampled by horses. Make it make sense.
And
they
want to
play with swords in my
neighborhood.
Come, I got some of my own.
Oh,
it's all theater. It's just too much now. How can any rational Canadian sit by and watch that and think, okay, the truckers stood up for mandates so that you didn't have to have an EUA-issued experimental gene therapy rushed product injected into yourself, never mind informed consent law.
That's why people like us have come together, because we know it's not – we know people like us know it's not just Canadian and it's not just American. This is happening all over the world.
Yes.
Worldwide. Worldwide.
It's everywhere.
Hence the words New World Order.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yes.
And it is
100%.
It is worldwide. So it's the New World Orders are the WEFers against
yep.
We the people of the world. And
it's
we the people
in
of the world
stages
to,
around the world right now, because different societies have different freedoms.
We have to unite, though. We have to unite. I mean, and with the truckers in Canada taking the lead, then it should have trickled on to the whole world. You have the farmers, you know, in Germany and in Spain marching in the streets. Why aren't we the people of the United States marching in the streets? And
good question.
Because we're afraid of getting arrested. Come on, you take your chance getting arrested when you're driving drunk. But you'll do that, won't you?
I don't think it's afraid of getting arrested. The ones that we know will actually stand. There's going to be a time when they do.
But see, and I was really, in one hand, I was hoping that, you know, with these J6ers as political prisoners and stuff like that, I was waiting for a breakout. I was waiting for we the people of the United States to march our silly asses up to these jails and or prisons where they're being held, and you know, like in the old West days, put some ropes or wires up against those bars, and instead of horses, you know.
I don't think that's one thing that the people are willing to do.
You know, but I was hoping in one hand that's what we the people.
I was hoping that some of our people in our elected people in the government would grow some huevos and stand up for these people and actually get them out.
Now, they're
a lot of them
units.
Don't want to give up their comfort, though, and that's true for a lot of the citizens. To do this, you're going to have to downsize. You're going to have to make some concessions. You're not going to be able to have a $10,000 credit limit if you want out of the system. Enough. Stop.
Exactly.
Stop buying in.
Right.
You need
right.
to look around and decide if your kids are worth the fight. Do you need a 4-bedroom house for 3 people? Probably not. But you want it.
I just seen an advertisement on Facebook today for an app for Satan's Bible.
Yeah. And you know how many people are going to download that or upload it, whatever they call it nowadays, and onto their phones, and it was another stupid movie that I just watched, Countdown, where you download this app and it tells you when you're going to die. It is so
only
ridiculous,
one person
to
tell
people.
Me that, that's God.
because there is a God. There is a God. And I tell you, if, like I've preached before, there'll be no do-overs on Judgment Day, none whatsoever. So you better mind your P's and Q's. And if you
do, but I'm not perfect,
if you do believe in the devil, then definitely, no ifs, ands, or buts, you believe in God too, period.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say about that.
One created the other.
For sure. For sure. And, you know, who in their right mind wants all these riches here in this world? And then, because you're only here for X amount of time here on Earth. Now, when you die and you're on the final leg of your journey, your adventure, then it's an eternity.
That's why they want to gather unto them as much as they can while they're here, because they don't believe that there is an afterlife. They don't believe that there's something here, not truly.
But
that's because they're
like
looking in the wrong place, though. The beauty is outside. The wonderment of the world is outside. You live outside. You take off your shoes and you run around barefoot. And you connect with the place we live, the God-given gift that we have outside. You get down and you get dirty. I don't know, the best time I have, I can show you a big old dog smile, and I tell you, she's having the time of her life. We have a ball outside. It's amazing.
See, I told you, here comes Heap.
Yeah.
And, you know,
but it's true. You feel alive. Like, there is an electrical charge that comes up through the ground. We are meant to connect with these places. We're not meant to be in concrete and glass and caged and 15-minute cities and computers and whatever else it is they want to do. They took it all away, and they distracted you from what actually makes life worth living. And
well,
they want people to
forget. For sure. I agree with
you. There you go.
And then who in their right mind? Okay, I don't even know how much a Tesla costs. We'll say, what, $100,000? I'm probably lowballing it. Okay. So you're going to buy, or it doesn't even matter. It could be a Tesla. It could be a friggin' Honda. But you're going to buy this vehicle, $100,000. And you buy it because of the status symbol of it all.
Yeah.
And you have this car, and you're driving it around, and every other week it's in the shop. Is it really worth? Is it really worth your time, your energy, your monies to spend on that just for a status symbol?
Here's the way I see that nature connection. God created nature. We have in the Bible, when we die, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, we return to the earth when we die. Our bodies do. We often forget that we are nature. Nature is not something separate from us. So when we say that we have lost our connection to nature, we've truly lost our connection to ourselves and God.
100%. No doubt. No doubt whatsoever. And
that's how I look at it.
Always remember this. This is biblical. You know, it's easier for a camel to fit through an eye of the needle than it is for a rich man to get into heaven, meaning that the entryways back in the day were rounded and camels would have to actually squat down on their knees and scoot in through, because they're called an eye of a needle. They look like an eye of a needle, and that's how they'd have to make their entrance.
If you look at where Jesus Christ taught, He taught outside.
Right. Right.
The best place to get energy from you is your father's creation.
100%. 100%. I mean, probably the best church that I ever went to is called the Beach Church. And that's when governors and stuff were closing all the churches down. Well, you know, they tried to break up the Beach Church, you know, during Corona. And, during flu season, let's call it what it is or was. And it was so beautiful having all these people. None of us believed in the masks and the vaccines and stuff like that. So we'd meet on the beach. There the ocean is just like 40, 50 feet away from us. And it was great because you were surrounded by like-minded people, for one thing. And, you know, the heck with what our governor was trying to do, because a mandate is not a law. And did we listen to them? No, we didn't listen to them. We proceeded the way that God wanted us to proceed.
I guess I used to do that before it was popular. That's one thing I used to love about living in Florida. When I worked construction, I'd get on the job site about 4 o'clock in the morning before the sun would come up. And you just sit on the beach with nobody around. No headphones, no radio, because you close your eyes and you talk to God. You hear music that you thought you'd never hear before.
But you hear music from you hear music from the ocean.
Exactly.
You hear music from the birds. You
That's
hear
God's
music. That music is so you are surrounded by music. Have you ever listened to the music of raindrops?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, it's intoxicating.
Thunderstorms. They're my favorite.
Right.
I love thunderstorms. Oh, my God. I love thunderstorms.
100%. It is so beautiful. It's breathtaking.
Yeah.
Totally.
And then you get
breathtaking.
Then you get a plane flying over with the sound breaking the sound barrier, and you just totally ruins it.
You know, and that's one good thing about, you know, sunrise service. Sunrise service is usually, you know, a big, huge group of Christians that will meet out in the open and watch the sunrise, and it's beautiful. It is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know, you're not enclosed within four walls. And it is just
I don't think worship was ever meant to be enclosed in four walls.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't think.
You know, it's just, I don't know.
I think we were supposed to hibernate like the animals, because
we're
not supposed to wear shoes. I'm sorry. I really do. I'm not saying he evolved or anything, but I'm saying he gave us the knowledge to know that you're not supposed to go outside in the snow because it's pretty freaking cold. So you're running around from spring until fall doing all your funny shit. So poop.
Here comes Eep. Here comes Eep.
Yeah.
She wants to hide in the cave and put the rock in front.
Okay. I have some theories, you know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. I have some theories. That's one thing. I don't know. I hate for my feet to be dirty. So if I am barefoot, I will walk on my tiptoes. And the funny thing is when I had kids, all my kids walked on their tiptoes if they were barefoot.
I used to be able, my grandfather, when he had a house up, he had his house up in the Pocono Mountains. He didn't have a regular, he had a big, those big granite rocks in his driveway.
Uh-huh.
I used to be able to run across them on my tippy toes. Didn't bother me a bit. I was everywhere on my bare feet when I was a kid.
I cannot.
You just don't like it. No,
like,
I know there's a few people that can't have their, that can't be barefoot. They just don't like it at all.
And I tell you one thing. Oh, my gosh. Watching that Pretty Woman movie, Julia Roberts in the bathtub, and her feet are above on the rim of the bathtub. She has dirty feet. Oh, my gosh.
This is what she noticed in the movie.
That's what I freaking noticed in the movie. She has dirty feet, and how stupid is that? Because my goodness, she's in a bathtub. Why would her feet be dirty?
The two most iconic people in the movie, and she notices the kid's dirty feet.
Yes, I noticed her dirty feet.
Everybody
that is listening to this show are going to search for Pretty Woman.
Try
to find that scene. You know,
uh-oh.
I don't care if her boot had a safety pin in it, okay? But those dirty feet bothered the heck out of me.
Here's something.
Oh, my gosh.
A little piece of movie and TV trivia. And I know you both probably watched it back in the day. It was a TV show called MASH.
Oh, yeah, MASH.
Yeah.
Notice to Raynaud. They only showed one of his hands because the other one was malformed and it was extra small and curled up. He had a deformed hand.
I did not know that.
If you watch it, they'll catch it a couple of times. You can even catch it in the movie itself.
Okay.
Radar has I think it's his left hand that is, it's not completely formed. He was like that ever since he was born. But they only show his one hand. See, Eva, you're not the only one with that useless information.
Well, that I did not know. But I'll be like watching a movie or something, a TV show, whatever. Well, back in the day when I watched TV, and I would notice all these flaws, and it's like, oh my gosh,
if it's a movie that I actually like and I watch it a few times, I'll notice something different that I didn't notice it every time I watch it.
Now, this is the one of the stupidest things that they have put into almost all, like, movies that have a murder scene. Okay. Okay. Somebody who is going to murder somebody and, say, by a syringe, they're going to inject them. What do they do first with that the syringe? They get all the air out of it. They get the air bubble. Now, if you're planning on killing this person,
why get the air bubble out?
why get the air bubble out? That is one of the stupidest things I've ever seen in all movies that have a syringe when they're going to kill somebody by a syringe. It's like, really? How stupid can you be?
Whether they know it or not, that air bubble will kill them quicker than the stuff in the syringe.
Exactly. And then another thing that I noticed, like in NCIS and stuff like that, is when they go to a crime scene, they have their mag flashlight out instead of turning on the light switch. Okay. Does that make sense?
Ominous then.
Huh?
It wouldn't look ominous and cool then.
Okay. But does that make sense? And all you people out there that are watching this, they're going, ooh, ah. I wonder what they're going to find.
Okay, Eva, you asked that question, does that make sense? Now, you've got to remember, this is Hollywood. These are the people that are running our country right now. What makes sense?
Exactly. You know, we have predictive programming. Yeah, sure. Okay.
There you go.
But it's like syringe and mag flashlight. Come on, people.
If you want consultants for stuff like that, go to Clinton's.
Oh,
good Lord,
Louise!
And
then,
you make
your
money being consultants on horror movies.
Let's touch on that. Let's travel to Haiti. Okay.
Yeah.
We know that barbecue's in charge. And
Joe from Cannibal Man Barbecue.
I know.
Oh my god!
But so we have Cannibal Barbecue that is running the whole show in Haiti, and the United States just sent Haiti $6 million. What the heck is going on?
No, they said barbecue $6 million.
They did. In actuality, that's what they did. They sent barbecue $6 million. Now, okay. Oh, gosh. Makes you think.
We've been sending
the money
for years.
All right, hold on.
We have, too, been sending money. But
we're only $6 billion. I mean, Christ, we sent Iran $6 billion.
This is since barbecue has taken over. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
They knew barbecue is in, running the whole show. And we're supporting a cannibal and giving him $6 million. Oh, my gosh.
No,
what for? Barbecue sauce?
sauce and a new barbecue.
Well, see, that's the thing now. Like, how much more has to go on? They're giving a cannibal $6 million that's running a country and needing people. Here you go. But it's not enough. Okay.
And again,
you're going to have cannibals come running through your southern border and still it's not enough? How many people do they have to eat down there? 10, 20? Will that be enough?
Right. Again,
it has to happen to a child before someone will say something.
No, you don't have to worry coming across the southern border because I'm going to tell you why right now. Southern Miami has the largest population of Haitian posses in the United States. And I can guarantee most of those are controlled by barbecue. When he says it happened to Florida.
Why aren't people going to stop? Then enough now, like it's enough now. If they know this, if they absolutely know that this is happening and this is down there, where are the men? Sorry, I'm a little upset. So never mind the men, but where are the women? These are your children.
Right.
These are your children.
Right.
You don't think that they're going to come for the kids? They send them off to school. You're not with them 24 hours a day.
Yeah,
this is getting a little too real now.
This is what I think that our government is banking on, is that all these illegal aliens that are coming from Haiti into the United States, that they're going to, rape and pillage, the United States, and this is why the government is allowing them to come over. It's because they're banking on it. It's just another way of getting rid of we the people of the world. And that way they can like wash their hands of it. And it's like, we didn't do it. It wasn't us that killed those people, the citizens. It was the Haitians. Well, you know, you mofos. I'm so done with this freaking government. Love my country, government. I don't give two shyots about it.
I don't have to like my government.
But it
like
was always
country.
The plan was to break our two countries and the UK. Always, it was always we had to go.
Always,
we were a problem.
Always look at and since Hope did bring up the UK. United Kingdom, my goodness gracious, excuse me, is there any citizen from the United, United Kingdom in office? No, they all happen to be Muslims.
No.
Muslims
yeah.
have taken over the United Kingdom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you have where the royals, I use that term lightly, live. Huh. I mean that's protected because that part of England is their Washington D.C. District of Criminals. So they're a separate entity, so they are protected. And just like the Vatican in Rome.
Oh, see, I don't call them entities. Rome. I call them politicians just like I call them here.
Yeah, well, I call them parasites.
No different.
You know,
they're just a bunch of gluttonous, nasty, bad people. Like, I don't even know if they're human anymore. Like, all they live on is excess and people's misery.
And
like, the sky is falling, so we have to do this. Give us more money. Oh, my God, the seas are rising. Give us more money. Oh, my God, it's hailing. Give us more money. That's
this planet
all it
has
is.
Been changing for 4.5 billion years without humans or with them.
But,
and it will continue.
Well, we had an ice age according to them, so we weren't all covered in ice once, eh? What are you panicking for? Obviously, we were probably before the disaster hit or whatever it is they want to tell us happened. Why are you panicking?
We've been covered in ice a few times.
None of it makes sense. When you go back and look at it, none of what they're saying makes any sense. John Kerry? Is that the one, the climate one?
Oh, that guy.
The sky is falling down there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's one of
his
them,
predictions,
yeah.
They're all wrong. They've been wrong all along. And then the other one,
exactly.
Al Gore? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Come on. His predictions were just...
You didn't know Al Gore created the Internet.
It's definitely a fear thing. And
yes.
Al Gore has the biggest carbon footprint of anybody. Anybody that has an electric bill over almost $5,000 a month, and he's talking about global change and crap like that. And he
not one person that sits
to,
on that hill or flies in those planes or goes to the WEF meetings or the world or any of those meetings has any right to tell us about carbon footprints or global warming.
Right. But, you know, I don't know if the both of you believe in the shapeshifters or not. And or lizard people, and let's just I'm just going to throw out a hypothetical there. There's so many people in these masks that they're spewing, you know, mask here, mask there, and stuff like that. Let's say hypothetically that these people are lizard people, or well, look
some
at
variation
the,
thereof.
Look at the hieroglyphics, you know, in caves from way back when. You had something which appeared, it had a man's body, but a lizard's head. Okay?
Yep.
So
So why are they drawing pictures like this and putting them in the caves and on the rocks and stuff like that? That's one of my questions. So let's hypothetically say that these are not born humans.
Well,
and
if you go through all history, if you look at the even American history, if you look down in the Cajun history throughout Louisiana and the South with the Creoles, they have a legend called the Rougarou.
Right. Okay. So let's say that these, okay, let's say that the human population became so big that the lizard people, and I'm just going to call the Cajun ones lizard people also. I'm going to put that in them in that class too. And so the humans, their group got to be so large. I know this is so sci-fi that I'm going to get into. But let's say that we, the humans, outnumbered these lizard people. And so you have these lizard people, a.k.a. shapeshifters, whatever you want to call them. And they're the ones that are in all actuality wearing these masks. And they're trying to pull this big old huge con job on us, making us think that Biden is really the acting POTUS.
Well, see, now that brings us right back into our movies and Hollywood and TV, Eva. Do you remember a TV show back in the 80s called V?
V. Yes, I do. Yes.
For this,
the lizard aliens that came down and they wore people's skins and they ate rats. And I remember that.
I don't remember the show because I was probably at a party. Because back in the day then, I mean, I didn't really watch TV per se. I was like, you know, I was a partier. So I don't remember the show. But again, that brings us back to predictive programming.
Yep.
And yes, life does imitate art.
Oh, 100%.
And so there is a, now I'm going to have to, it's V as in Vendetta, right?
Yeah, V.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to have to check it out and try and find
out. The main theory, too.
Actually, the guy that played Freddy Krueger, Robert Englund, that was one of his first roles.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I will check it out because now I'm very curious. But let's say that is true, that it is true, and we are living it, just like in the Truman Show. I mean, because... I mean, the Truman Show, that was very believable. That could really truly happen because you have like Operation Northwoods, you have Project Bluebeam, you have Operation Paperclip, and Operation Mockingbird.
There's all kinds of shit that they went on in Area 51 that...
Exactly.
We're never going to know
exactly.
About
100%. Bingo. You're absolutely right. So it is not, you know, although I said, you know, I'm going to go get into sci-fi here. But it is, there's a good possibility. And, you know, anything... anything and everything is a possibility, whether it's and the way that our government works, it's more like a probability.
Well, I know there's some, how shall I say, different people in the government.
Well, yeah.
Wouldn't surprise
you
me
know,
if these people do genetic enhancements and all kinds of crap.
100%. The cloning crap. My goodness gracious, there was. I just posted a video of that. Oh, that little tramp, Taylor Swift. Okay, and they're saying that Taylor Swift is Anton LaVey's daughter. Well, wait. I think that's a good possibility, but I don't think it's the daughter that they're talking about, because the daughter that they're talking about, she is Taylor Swift would have been her daughter. So I believe the way this world is, I honestly believe that Anton LaVey, and he had sex with his eldest daughter, who is the spitting image. Taylor Swift is the spitting image of her, and I believe that they had a love child who is Taylor Swift, because the age.
Well, the incest would explain the brain deadness.
Yeah, the age would perfectly match, because if
that.
They, oh yeah, definitely, and but it's right on my are you, although you're restricted and stuff, Brian, are you allowed to like creep over to people's pages?
Yeah, I can still look and browse. I just can't comment, like, or post.
Okay, yeah, check him out on my page. And
what was the name again?
Anton LaVey, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And and I just said that, you know, basically I believe that Taylor Swift is the love child of Anton LaVey and his eldest daughter. But
the way things are these days, it would not surprise me one bit.
But she's the clone. Taylor Swift has a smidge. Her face is just a smidge thinner than his eldest daughter.
Oh, wow.
But so that would...
His wife's, his daughter, Zena LaVey.
Yeah. Does
I'm looking at
not,
it right now.
Taylor
Holy
Swift
crap.
Looks exactly like her. Right?
Wow.
Right?
They're like clones, man.
Right?
Only thing is, LaVey's, excuse me, LaVey's daughter's got a little bit more weight, that's all.
Yeah, that's what I said. Her face is a little bit, Taylor Swift's face is a little thinner.
Yeah.
And that's
Holy
it.
Holy crap.
Same hair texture, everything is the same.
Yeah, I got to do some serious research and looking into this one.
And, but yeah, you betcha. I mean, I totally believe in this cloning stuff.
Wow.
Totally. And you have to think, remember back when they actually advertised Dolly the sheep that was cloned?
Yeah.
Okay, whenever they throw this out there to us, we the people of the world, you bet they've had this already in play for at least 25 to 30 years before we know about it. So before Dolly the sheep was cloned, they actually cloned a tadpole, but I could be mistaken. I just learned that on a trivia show that I just found. And, so there was a clone before Dolly the sheep, but by the time that we heard about it, I mean, it was already in play. They were already using it 25 to 30 years
beforehand.
Well, there
were Russian scientists even back in the 50s that were doing, experiments with humans and chimpanzees
Operation,
trying to crossbreed.
Operation Paperclip, you betcha.
You
bet. Dr. Mangala.
Yep.
You bet.
The humanzee.
You bet. 100%.
I think his name was, I think the animal's name was Travis.
And, well, what is that island? The island near New York.
Plum Island.
Where they, Yeah.
It's the Plum Island Animal Research Facility.
Yep. And there's some freaky geeky stuff coming out of there.
Oh, there's definitely nefarious activity going on there. There's no doubt about that in my mind.
You betcha.
I'm of a mind to believe that's what part of their avian bird flu is now being developed.
Oh, you know what? And because these people, let's just call them lizard people. I'm going to call them lizard people.
Well, you do know they made a human monkey hybrid, right?
Yeah.
Like they actually really, yes, they have. They crossed the line. And you know what happened the last time they crossed the lines from humans and animals, remember? He flooded it.
Yep.
Yeah. But you know what?
We got flooded for that.
And he will never ever flood the earth again, though.
No,
so that's
a
guarantee.
I know.
We already know what's coming next.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you betcha. And so these mad freaking lizard people, you know, it's kind of like, Revenge of the Nerds. You know, we all went to school with nerds, and we all made fun of them. Come on, admit it. And so when the nerds graduate and stuff like that, it's like, oh, I'll teach them. I'll become a cop, and I'm going to, like, harass the crap out of these people that harassed me when I was a teenager. And so that's what these – I really believe that these lizard people, that's what it is how can we MF, mind fudgicle, with these people and cause damage against them for all the atrocities that they put onto us. Well, you know, even the pretty people got picked on too. And I'm not considering myself as one of the pretty people in high school. Okay. But I'm just saying that, you know, pretty people have their things that they had to go through too. And it's just one of those things of nature, you know, harmless bullying, if there is such a thing. But it's not that.
Well, you have to be able to laugh at yourself. I'll
you
give you M&S in if you want. You have to. Like, be sarcastic back. Have a little bit of fun. You have flaws. Everybody has them. It is okay. Mine are great, and I have a huge list. But, you know, I just don't care anymore because it's all who I am. You want to make fun of me? Okay, let's go. There's a little bubble on my nose. People like to point out it's a little – you should see some of the witch memes I get. Oh, my God, they're freaking hilarious. I freaking love them. I don't care. You have to find a way to embrace all the different parts of yourself. It's okay to be a little bit different. It doesn't mean you have to change your sex or do whatever else crazy things that they want you to do. Just find a way to look at yourself and go, all right, this is how we look today, and out you go because you got stuff to do. So who cares?
Yeah.
You're never going to see most of those people anyways. Are you going to see the person you walk by on the street again? Probably not. So who cares?
Probably not. And there were plenty of people that I would take under my wings and protect them from being harassed and stuff like that. Because, I mean, it's one thing to call Hope, you know, witchy poo because of the thing on her nose. And then other than, you know, somebody going up and hitting her because she has something on her nose. I mean, that's different things. Two totally 100%. Different scenarios. You know, so 100%. I would not let anybody physically hurt somebody. Those are the people that I would take under my wings and I would protect them. And, you know, that was my duty for humanity. And but I, you know, people would call me.
If I see somebody like a woman or a child or an elderly person getting hurt like that, jail is going to be the last thing on my mind.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I would not ever, ever, ever put up with that. You know, you just can't.
I don't play that game.
But you do. You have to protect these people. And Brian, time.
Yes, we are down to 4 minutes.
Wow, that went by quick.
Yeah,
you know, this is a great show. We covered a lot of silly stuff, serious stuff, and it was a very, very nice show.
I like
these ones.
Shows where you just talk.
Yes. I think
sometimes,
more talking should be done.
Sometimes a show with a format that is just on one point, it's just not forever time. People just got to be able to talk, express themselves.
Right.
Everything's interconnected now. You get on one topic, and the next thing you know, you're on four different other ones because everything wheels right back around. It's one big machine now.
Well, they're trying to keep us away from each other, literally. So we gotta let each other know what's going on in our day-to-day lives every now and then.
Yeah, oh,
just
for
to
sure.
Let everybody know that we're still normal people.
That's debatable, but...
Yeah, I ain't never been called normal.
Embrace your crazy like me. Come on.
I don't think I've ever been called normal. In fact, quite the contrary. I got the paperwork to prove it different.
Hey, those lizard people think that they're pretty normal too, Brian.
Well, there they go working without tools.
Oh, no, it was very good show, guys.
That's all right. I no, you don't have to do that.
You people, it was a good show.
hey, you people, oh, no. You just like they say up in New York, forget about it.
Yeah,
it's easy to have a great show.
Forget about it.
It's easy to have a great show when you get to talk to two of the smartest ladies on the internet.
Aww. We resemble that, don't we, Hope?
We do. I'll take it.
But she ain't humble.
No. It's all about me, don't you know?
Jeez, the modesty here. Oh, my goodness.
I wish we did live closer to Hope. I mean, there have been many times that it's like, God gone. I want coffee, and I wish Hope was, like, around the corner. I'd go pick her up, and we'll go and have a nice breakfast. Oh, my gosh.
I see you two drinking mimosas or something like that.
No, Hope would just come over to my place, and I'd make us some hot toddies.
Oh, there you go. Along the same levels as, yep, there you go.
No, that's made with hard alcohol.
We'd be done.
I'll booze you up there, Hope. We'll have some nice whiskey hot.
You just make them good, yep. Mm-hmm. I can drink those.
Well, we are going to have, we got about 20 seconds left, and I would like to say good night to all of our listeners tonight for listening, if you were listening with us. And I would like to thank you ladies for joining me tonight. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night. Thank you for having me again.
Night, everybody.
Night.
Be kind humans. Have a beautiful tomorrow.
Good night, folks. God bless.